feature for a $250 end-up investment. But don't take it scuba diving just yet. Your Kindle Oasis might not survive. Waterproofing does have its limits and is designed for fresh water and not all that deep. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I am here with Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
There is a change in the air today.
Changing last night. I felt like I was smelling like almost rain.
Well, there is more moisture in the atmosphere. Today's high, only 73, dropped off dramatically from the way we started the week. Partly cloudy tonight, and then partly sunny tomorrow. The high, a mere 65 degrees with rain likely by tomorrow night, and rain a definite on Friday and Friday night into Saturday. So we have some wet stuff coming up, so you might want to make sure that the loungers have been brought inside and such. Currently in Reading, we are at about 43 degrees in downtown, and out at the Reading Municipal Airport, we're looking at 45. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson, owned by Chuck and Judy Kinney. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hang on for a second here. Wow.
Cold and flu season already?
A little coughing there. If you haven't gone down and gotten your flu shot, it might be a good time to do that.
Could be.
Could be. Did you know you can get pneumonia shots, too?
Yes.
Or vaccine?
Yes.
Yeah. Because Linda's right at the edge of being over this, right at the end. But she's singing tomorrow, and it's, you know, tomorrow night at Wind River. Come out and join us, 6:30 to 8:30. It's going to be a great time. So we don't want to push this too much. Okay. A lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
8 killed. Dozens wounded, or injured, I should say, by a Yubzika Stani driving a rental truck from Home Depot. And this isn't one of those big butt trucks. I saw a photo of it. It's like a 3/4 ton pickup.
Yeah, a flatbed pickup.
Yeah, a little bit of a flatbed pickup. I mean, it's
you see them in the lots at all the everywhere. At all the hardware stores.
It's not like the big van types, it wasn't like an 18-wheeler or even a
rider van.
Yeah, those bigger trucks.
A box truck, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this, and he got out of the truck yelling, Allah Akbar. So I think you can kind of probably say he was a Muslim terrorist as opposed to the guy up in the Mandalay who just shot people. But he and the one in the Mandalay have this in common. They are lone wolves. They are not operating in a team. They just came out and decided to do this. And when he did it, he went down a very crowded bike and walking path in New York. And like I said, he killed 8 people, wounded or injured dozens of others. And when he got out yelling Allah Akbar and tried to escape, a policeman shot him.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The policeman didn't kill him. Thank you, policeman. Thank you very much, because now we have this guy.
Yeah.
And they are questioning him right now.
6 of the victims were Argentinians visiting the U.S. on a trip of a lifetime, which the irony is not lost on me. Not only did this guy not kill Americans, but he, you know, these people who were expecting to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience coming to New York, a dream,
yeah,
and to have it destroyed by this piece of waste.
The guy came in on this.
And we're supposed to be tolerant,
a waiver,
right?
Came in on some kind of waiver visa, kind that Trump wanted to really cut back on. And I mean,
oh, that's so cruel and racist.
Anyway, Uzbekistan. It seems to be a very popular recruiting ground for ISIS there. And in fact, there was Uzbekistanis that did the attack in Paris, two attacks in Paris, another one in the Netherlands. They're being, you know, like it said, they're on the cusp of being terrorists right there. So ISIS is finding ways of using them, very fertile ways of using them. But here we go back again to, and I am not in any way at all taken away about the terrorist that was at the Mandalay Bay, this serial killer, this murderer. He used multiple firearms. But this guy came plowing in with a rented flatbed.
Yeah.
And killed eight people. And
all he had to do was show a license.
And he had his driver's license, showed up. And this just seems like to be... Okay, now you're asking yourself, gee, this seems to be... why are they doing this? One of the reasons that they're using trucks... And one, it's a simple means of doing it. You don't have to have special training. And the thing about the training is, since Trump's come in and the attacks have magnified against ISIS, ISIS has lost their training grounds in Syria and other places. So people cannot be brought in to be trained in the use of explosives and other, you know, more deadly weapons. So what they're doing is they're using weapons of their own weapons of mass destruction. In this case, they're vehicles. Imagine if somebody had a larger truck, because this guy was a truck driver, by the way. But just imagine if he had a semi, and that was pulling 26 tons, and he came across into that crowd in Las Vegas. How many people would he have killed and just kept going? This flatbed, this three-quarter ton, maybe it's one ton, at the most, once you see driving around town, the whole front end was smashed in. The whole front end from when he was hitting people and running into things was smashed in. Imagine if this was a much larger truck. He'd have just kept grinding down the street. And I hate to say that, but that's what he would have done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the only way you can stop these things is to get into where they're at. And I'm not speaking of Uzbekistan, but right here, the mosque that he attended all the time was one of the ones the New York police had on the watch list. And was pulled off when people complained that, oh, how can you be watching the mosque? Because they've had other terrorists come out of that mosque, and now they have this one. You live next door to the mosque. So you're going to have to say, ask yourself, is, you know what, we need to watch people. And maybe, having people that are coming from certain countries, do need to have extreme vetting. But here's the funny thing. Uzbekistan wasn't on that list, for the extreme vetting.
Yeah.
I bet they just made it.
They are now.
They are now because of all the other things that are happening with the residents of Uzbekistan who are now terrorists with ISIS. So, anyway. Okay. A couple other things. New gas tax starts today.
Hold on to your wallet.
Okay, it's 12 cents a gallon for just gasoline. It's 20 cents a gallon for diesel. And let me tell you where the money goes, my friends. The $5 billion a year they think. So it's over. It's going to be like $50 billion by the time the sun sets there. That it's going to be used only for road infrastructure. Who believes that? Okay, who believes it?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I think those crooks are already moving that money. I think they're moving it into other things that they want to spend it on, like parks, lifeguards,
other things.
Road infrastructure.
Have you
looked at Placer since they did this remodel with the bike lanes and the crossing areas for the bicycles and the obstacle course you have to run?
What are we doing to ourselves? And they're still building on it. They are still working on it. They're taking away, I think, the four lanes.
There are two.
Are they taking away the four lanes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's down to one lane plus bicycle lanes. One lane each direction. And you come along, and there's these islands of, so that to encourage the use of bicycles and walking. It does get foggy in this part of the world. Somebody's going to smack those suckers.
I just want to
see
people.
They're just going to be farting with their cell phone, and that'll be that. You know.
I just want to see people using the bike lanes. Have you seen anybody seriously using bike lanes downtown? Have you seen anybody? Has anybody seen anybody using bike lanes downtown? On Pine Street? Have you seen them using them?
Only at some obscure hour of the morning with their hat pulled down.
You know what? I see them using them for their grocery carts. I don't see people using these bike lanes. I haven't. I go, well, why do we need bike lanes? Well, we need bike lanes. So you can't just stop thinking of today. You got to think of 12 years from today. Okay? All right. I'll try. It's hard for me to think out that far. Because you're taking the roads that are already at. You know what? Do you know, of course, when you go from at 5 o'clock on any day up Placer heading up toward where you live, Bonaventura, it is already single lane.
Yeah.
Backed up all the way past the lights.
You go from Buenaventura to well past the dog park.
That's a single lane right there.
Yeah.
Goes from four lanes to two lanes.
Yeah.
And then it's backed all the way up.
And this time of year, the sun is just killing you.
You know what? The fact that I have not hurt somebody or been in a wreck is just God's will. But you know what else, though? Here's the other thing. Is we got to take a break. And we're going to bring in Dick Fighton in just a couple minutes. But, the gas tax is not a tax on caviar and champagne. It is an indirect tax on that. This is a tax on the working man and woman.
It's a social engineering tax.
This is a tax on the working man and woman. And it impacts on us up in Northern California more than it does down in L.A. and a few of these other places, because they actually have a rapid mass transit system that can move people around if you have to. We don't have that.
A.K.A. terrorist target.
Yeah, we don't have that here. We don't have a system that moves people to Bernie or Alturas or from Bieber down to the to a pharmacy and back. So this is, and then any truck driver, everything you eat or wear or all this stuff comes in on trucks. That means the price of everything automatically went up today.
Yep.
Automatically went up today. If you took photos of everything that you buy, it's food and clothes and everything for the price tags, yesterday, go in there in 3 days and see what it is.
Yep.
Because I tell you what, it's going to be more. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For a limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. November the 1st, 2017. My gosh, you know, there it goes.
Into the last two, and let the Christmas music
last quarter. Last quarter into it. Let the Christmas music start next week. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hey, look, I'd like to tell everybody about Sleep Number and what a great bed that Sleep Number is. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. J.D. Powers rates it as a top mattress for 2 years in a row. 91% of the people that use it recommend it to other people, and it lasts a lot longer than just ordinary mattresses. And with the new Sleep Number 360... with the Sleep Number 360, it adjusts to you as you move around in your bed at night. Now, I cannot understand why other people just don't go out and buy this bed. Because right now, the mattresses are starting at $899.99, and those are queen mattresses. And like I said, they've got guarantees, they last longer. There's all different types of ways that you can pay for these mattresses. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We sleep in the same bed with different firmness. It doesn't get any better. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down, lay on a bed, have them talk to you, have them show it to you. And I guarantee you that this is the bed that you will sleep the best in for the rest of your life. And speaking of somebody who's been in here my whole life, Dick Fighton.
Good morning, Carl, Robert.
You know what? Salute to the Navy. That, you know.
Hey, we had our birthday ball October 13th.
You had a ball?
Yeah, down in Sacramento. I didn't attend, but they had an event over at the Veterans Home.
The Navy celebrates its birthday?
Yes,
at
October
the Veterans
13th.
Home. Okay, cool.
They did it at the Veterans Home.
I'm liking that.
Yeah, but being a Navy guy, I didn't want to go all the way to Sacramento to participate in a true ball. So I hooked up with you Marines, and
you
guys are awesome.
Well, we're having our 242nd birthday right here in Reading.
Yes, sir.
You know, here's the thing about the ball here in Reading, the birthday ball. You will see the exact same things in Reading. Maybe not all of the same things. I mean, but it'll be the exact same order and an exact, you know, the commandant's message, the people marching in, flag salutes. We will have drum and we will have the bagpipes and drums, which in a lot of places you don't get.
That's
because
true.
This is one of the few places that has that. And if you're watching a the only thing that's different may be some of the pomp when they have more people that will come in with, like, all the uniforms from the 1700s all the way up to today's uniforms.
Yeah.
That would be maybe the only difference. Everything else is the same. Cutting of the cake, the oldest, the youngest.
Yeah. Well, the thing that impressed me is I've been on the committee for 6 years now. And when we moved over to Wind River Event Center, and they got the Marine Corps has got a manual on how to do a birthday
there
ball.
There you go. Comes right out of the landing manual.
Yep.
And that's what it's called, the landing manual.
And so
we have directions for everything we do.
Right.
When you poop.
I was just thinking.
You do
you
it by the numbers. By the numbers, buddy. And you better not take more than 6 sheets of paper either. Okay. Anyway,
so this event Friday night, November 10th, starts at 5:30 at the Wind River Event Center. You folks
it's
that are
social hour, and let me tell you, it's social.
Yes, yes.
You get to watch people in uniforms. You get to see. You know what? You get to see our World War II heroes. Our Korean War heroes, our Vietnam War heroes, our Desert Storm heroes, our Operation Iraqi Freedom and then our Afghanistan, those Enduring Freedom, all those guys and girls are there.
And historically, we always had World War II Korean guys speakers. This year, we've got Christopher Lawrence, who is a sergeant in the Marine Corps. In 2006, I believe it was, he was in Afghanistan and got blown up by an IED. In 2008, he decided to have his leg amputated.
This was a voluntary amputation because his leg was so damaged, even though that he could have kept it. It did him no good.
Right.
He couldn't walk on it. He couldn't do these.
Yeah.
So he voluntarily had this.
Yes.
That part of his leg amputated.
In 2010, he left the Marine Corps and took a class in police academy, graduated top of his class.
In San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah.
And got hired by the Chula Vista Police Department. What a success story.
It is, and he's a tough kid. And I think you're going to love listening to him. You know what? You're really going to enjoy listening to him. At this ball this year, we've invited two couples that have never seen one of these before at all. Never have seen one of these. I expect that they will enjoy themselves. They will, they will enjoy the speakers. The oldest Marine, and I can just say this, is 105 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
105. 105 years old. And he stands up there in his uniform. I mean, it's great.
Yep.
And then the youngest Marine is going to be?
Boot recruit on home leave from boot camp.
That's is that going to be Mike and Pam's son?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Because
I thought he was heading back.
Yeah, we're still a little not sure about that, but we've got some people in the pipeline for that youngest Marine.
We're also going to, even though the oldest Marine is 105, we have other older senior Marines from World War II and Korea that we are going to recognize also. I think that's a great idea how we're going to do that.
Yeah, we got guys like Bob McIntosh who joined the Marine Corps when he was 12 years old.
Well, he wasn't 12, he was 14.
14.
And he's my hero. But he landed at Tarawa when he was 15. You know, here's the thing is, my friends, if you've never seen been to a military ball, birthday ball, if you've never been to one of these, you need to come and watch. And we're still some tables left. You're not going to be sitting right up front with the guest of honor, but there's still tables left. And the cost is only $70 for a couple, $35 a piece.
Right. Yeah, we have a social hour, then we have a mess call and have dinner, and we have some programs that come along with that. We have the flag ceremony by Semper Fi, too. Awesome flag ceremony. Then the Jefferson Pipes play. We have some videos of hopefully the Commandant's message. It isn't not. We haven't found it yet.
Oh, it's out there.
And then when all the program, and then our speaker, and then when the program is all over, Lou White's band will be playing dance music.
There you go.
I don't know what you can do for $35 better
deal. Not only that, you're surrounded by Marines and sailors.
Right.
And soldiers.
Soldiers.
And
we got
Coast Guardmen.
All branches of
They're all there. Okay.
If you're interested in coming to this event, Mike Gutierrez has got some tickets left. You can reach Mike at 530-524-7595.
And you better bring your challenge coin. I'm warning people right now, bring your challenge coin, Dick. Bring your challenge coin.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway, it's a great evening. So far we've got 286 people coming to this event. Yeah. Last year we had 275. The year before about 260.
It's getting bigger every year.
Yeah.
And it's going to get bigger and bigger. You know what? I know that Ted and Pauline Arellano are bringing in this group of young men. To come to the ball. They're all graduates. They all graduated together from Shasta High School. They all joined the Marines together, and they all fought in Fallujah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all going to be at their table. And what a great group, including one who is a member of the Reading Police Department right now.
That's terrific. So it's a great evening, lots of fun, great speakers, and you'll see a lot of great people in attendance.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Okay, everybody, if you want
Robert,
to if you
nice
want to
day.
Go, 526-7595, and leave a message or talk to Mike. Say, hey, I want to go to the ball. All right. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. That's a Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Even though they go every other place, Shasta Siskiyou Transport Oil. Been in the business 50 years, right here in town, started right here in town. It's still going strong. It still is run by the employees. It's an employee-owned company. They offer so much in oil for oil heaters, advertising on the backs of their trucks and cards, fuel cards that are good in 57,000 different places. These are the guys you see up on the fire lines, SST Oil. They do so much for our community. They do so much for everybody in the Northern California area in the work they do. SST Oil. Give them a call. 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds this Thursday in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Carl, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 45 degrees right now, and it's going up to 73 today. You know, it's getting better and better. It's getting a little bit cooler every day. Low tonight's going to be 48. And this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Saltwater pool, Bohem Spa, brand new equipment, very professional people. It's immaculate in there. The locker rooms are clean, 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 clean. They have classes from yoga to spinning and yoga together called Spin Yoga. I'm not making that up. They've got all types of personal training or group training, or just go down there and lift by yourself. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Give them a call, 768-1205. I'm here with Jenna Laird, and she is now not just the Cascade Theater. You are the Cascade Theater and the...
I'm the producer for the Cascade Theater and our sister theater, the Holly.
The producer.
Yes.
Aren't you like... overlooking them and everything?
We have a new general manager, I'm not doing both roles anymore.
Okay, you're not doing both roles anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so we hired a new general manager so that we could kind of divide up the roles a little bit more evenly. It was a lot.
Okay.
So we have a full-time general manager at the Cascade Theater, and then we do have a sister theater that is opening up in Medford. It's currently being restored just like the Cascade was, back to its original state. It was a theater that was built in 1938.
Uh-huh.
So it's currently going to be starting its renovation construction any day now. And then
wow.
It should be opening up in about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of changes going on.
A lot of changes. It's really exciting.
There's one change, though. There's one change that I love every year. It's the Cascade Christmas.
Cascade Christmas.
And it changes every year.
And it's officially November 1st, so we can start talking about Christmas now, right?
There we go. yeah. I really hesitate before November 1st. But, yeah, you're right. Okay, we can talk. Because it's going to be here soon.
It's going to be. So 4 weeks. We're going to open up in 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
We open on Black Friday.
Oh.
Yes.
But it's... I don't know why they call it. I understand why they call it Black Friday, because then everybody gets into the block that day, you know, for their money-wise. But
nothing's black to us that day.
Nothing's black over at the Cascade Theater. It's all lit up. People are happy
jumping
and singing. Jumping for joy. So tell us what can you... It's okay. I know you like to keep it kind of a surprise, but can you give us some things about
sure,
it?
Sure, absolutely. So as for those of you who have come and supported Cascade Christmas every year, you know that this is a local production that is written, directed, produced, and performed all by local talent. And the show every year is completely different. So this year we really try to do something a little bit different, and we have some new exciting elements that will be offered in the show this year. One is that within the first 5 minutes of the show, all of the patrons can enjoy a 3D video portion that helps with the scene transition. But they actually do it in Radio City with the Christmas Spectacular there with the Rockettes Christmas show. They offer a 3D element to their show every year.
No.
So I thought, why can't we do that? So we are. So when you walk in,
a question is asked and answered.
And answered. We're going to do it. So I actually inquired with our video and graphic designer about 6 months ago, and I said, hey, can we do this? And he said, yes, we can. So we're doing it. So we have a little 3D video. All patrons will be given glasses that'll be sponsored by a local business. And then we also are we're featuring a little bit of magic this year. I actually sat down with my company members, and I said, let's talk about the platform of what Cascade Christmas is built on and what are those keywords that people are expecting when they come to see the show. It's magic, it's joyful, it's a spirited filled holiday show, it's diverse with its programming. So magic was a word that really kind of stood out to me when developing the show this year. So I said, well, what if we actually did live magic on show, so on the stage? So we I worked it into the show, and we hired a magician who's actually featured in the show. Santa is doing magic in the show.
Santa's doing magic?
Santa's
doing magic. And somebody else, or just Santa?
The magician is
Santa.
Santa.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
Anyways, it's fun, and it's definitely is a show for the whole family.
Well, you know, last year's show was reflective, and somewhat different than the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, the singing and dancing and going for it is all back again.
I did a 180.
Oh, really?
I did a complete 180. Yes, the storyline is very simple to understand. It's to sum it up, Santa gets a huge influx of letters this year, and as he goes through and reads a couple of these letters, then it opens up some new storylines and things along the way. It's very simple, very fun. I jam-packed it full of song and dance this year. I mean, you don't wait longer than 30 seconds before another number starts in the show.
Wow.
So everything's really, really fast-paced and fun and vibrant. And
you know what I like, too, about this is Christmas.
It is Christmas.
And you bring, you know, the nativity and that into it. And I think it's beautiful the way you do that.
Thank you.
Because it is Christmas.
Yes. And we do. Our show always has the nativity in it. It's one of the longstanding traditions. It's very creatively crafted into the storyline.
Yeah, it is.
And every year it's done a little bit different. This year we feature the song "Mary, Did You Know" as the portrayal of the nativity, which is really, really, really beautiful. The singers this year are spectacular. The dancers are off the charts. The kids are adorable. And then we feature Cal Hunter as our Santa again, and Lizzie Stockton as our Mrs. Claus.
Well, the only thing I can say about this is, audience, you're going to have to pick it up.
Oh,
you're going to have to pick it up to get in there and to be the and to get in there and be something. You've got to be upbeat. Our audience does on this, because they're going to be just dancing their little feet off and singing their little voices out. And I, you know what? You can't help but walk out of there smiling and happy. And I just.
It really has become a holiday tradition for the family.
I am not. At times people accuse me of being cynical. I can't understand why. I walk out of there smiling.
Aww.
I'm happy to come in. I'm happy to sit down. I'm happy to I mean, I'm just the whole night is great.
It is. It really is such a great way to kick off the holiday season. And, you know, it opens the day after Thanksgiving. So if you have those relatives in from out of town and you're looking for something to do that whole weekend, please come and see us. Have a night out at the theater.
It's not like it's $100 either.
No, it's very affordable.
Very affordable.
And after all 2 p.m. shows, anyone can come up on stage and see Santa. So this is your opportunity to get that early picture for your Christmas card if you want.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually, Toys for Tots will be there this year. We're working with them. So they're going to be outside greeting people in their...
The Marines?
Yeah,
in
their
Marines
uniform.
And their toys. So you can bring a toy.
You can bring a toy if you'd like.
That's unwrapped toy.
Unwrapped toy.
New.
Yeah.
That you can just drop off in the box there.
Yeah.
And get a snappy salute from a Marine.
Yep.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Jenna Laird, who is the producer of Cascade Christmas and producer of so many things, and writer and choreographer and You do it all. In between, you have children and, you know, a real life and, you know, away from the stage. All those things. How do you do that?
With the support of a very, very, very incredible loving husband. That's the truth.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been with us since the very beginning of this radio station. They devote so much time and effort and money to the community. Plus, they have super customer service. They've got it all, including that walk-in humidor. It's the best in the North State. All of that at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back with Jenna Laird. Reach out, touch space.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Everyone's invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixins, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 11th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Ooh. It's a little known fact, but that's Jenna Laird on the guitar right now. Look at those fingers moving. Gosh,
Bob is all excited here this morning.
He likes this song.
Oh, he likes this song. Hey, welcome back.
You ever seen this
everybody.
Thing done on bagpipes? There's a video I'll show you, Carl.
Okay. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. If you're looking for something, you're looking for an organization, highly professional, highly trained, you need to have somebody like North State Security in your life. If you're concerned about your business and you're concerned about, let's just say something like the Cascade Theater. All the people that are out there, do you have people, North State Security, is that one of those types of organizations that will be there to ensure that people get to their cars okay, that there'll be no problems outside and all that. But they're there for not only businesses, but also your home. And they're being used by the city right now to watch the power plants, take care of different organizations that are going on out there. Also, they have been at the security for local high school games, for the Colt 45s, and so many other places. This is North State Security. These are highly trained professionals. More North State Security on the road than police. Give them a call, 243-0295, and see how they can favorably impact on your business or your home. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. I'm here with Jenna Laird, and we are talking about Cascade Christmas and other things, too, I think, are coming up also. Cascade Christmas is, you know what, you've already got me and anybody I can gather up we get down there. I send everybody here in the show. Everybody at the studio gets down there.
Oh, good.
I get them tickets to go down there. Because, you know what, it's kind of something that you can be happy afterwards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's lighthearted. It's fun. It's for everyone in the family. It really has something for everybody.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
there's other things happening.
Yes. So we actually have, kicking off with, we have OK Go coming tonight to the Cascades. Show starts at 7:30. We have Gin Blossoms coming on November 8th. Cascade Christmas opens on Black Friday. It runs the weekend of Thanksgiving and then the following weekend, ending on December 3rd. And we're bringing back Pink Martini Holiday Show.
Wow, that was good.
Oh, they're so fabulous.
They are. Those guys are good, too.
They'll be here on December 6th. And then December 10th, we have Olivia Newton-John. I know.
Wow. Olivia Newton-John.
She's coming.
She's great.
In that black pant outfit from Grease.
Have you all ever done Grease?
We haven't yet, no. It's on our list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It is. It's a fun one.
How about Paint Your Wagon?
We have not done that. I know that's one of your favorites. That is your favorite. That is your favorite.
I could be probably talked into being in that one.
You're going to have to fight with Matt Goodman because he's been asking for Seven Brides for Seven Brothers for a long time. So
not bad either. That's another good one.
That's a classic.
It's a classic because, you know, and it was made, it was written specifically to be a musical. It didn't come like off of Broadway. This is made by the movie company or the theater or the production company back then, MGM or Universal, whoever it was, that made this, you know.
Yep.
And they wrote it, you know, for that. I don't know if it was a big hit or not, but you see it all the time now.
Paint Your Wagon.
And Paint Your Wagon, which, by the way, has got to be a classic there. Yeah, I mean, that would be...
Well, you know, we were actually, we were doing a stream of Disney musicals for a while. We did Mary Poppins and Peter Pan and Tarzan, and now we're actually taking a little bit of a spin and we're going back to classics. So we're showcasing Oliver this year for our spring musical, which is great, kind of Charles Dickens classic. But Oliver was great. We had a lot of people show up for auditions.
I think that's going to be great.
And it was, yep. And Eileen, the woman who directed Tarzan, is directing Oliver as well.
Okay.
So we're really excited.
A lot of things going on there.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, people can support the, you know, can support the Cascade. They can join the Cascade.
I think a lot of people forget that the Cascade is a nonprofit organization. And we, you know, the ticket sales go right back into the artists. And we have struggles just like all other nonprofits in the area. And so community support and membership, you know, is our lifeline. So you can support the Cascade Theater by becoming a member. They also accept donations year-round, and, you know, the holidays are coming up, so if you wanted to make a charitable donation, you could write it off on your taxes before the new year. And then you can also sponsor a cast member for Cascade Christmas as well. All cast members help raise sponsorship.
So you can sponsor somebody.
You can sponsor someone.
Do they like write you a thank you note, or they just wave at you from the stage?
Actually, if you sponsor $100 or more, then you get 2 free tickets to the Friends and Family Preview Night.
Which, by the way, if you've not done that,
it's fun.
Food.
Food.
Good food.
Yes.
And you get to go see everybody, and everybody has a great time.
And we have a meet and greet with the cast afterwards.
Yeah.
It's the only time you can come out and see the cast.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what you've done is you get free tickets, plus you've helped the Cascade.
Absolutely.
Because it is. And, you know, you have things like air conditioning systems, and you have electricity, and you have all of these things that, and, you know, with some, and let's face it, the theater is as well kept it as it is.
It's an old building.
And it's still a dowager who's got been slapped on with some really good paint.
Yep.
And she stays in shape.
Yes.
But every so often, she starts creaking.
It is. I know. The theater often has repairs that get sprung upon us. And they're expensive repairs because it's not a really energy efficient building, and so, you know, things to get fixed, it costs a lot of money.
And there's things in there that are old, because we live in a house that was built in the, 42 or 50 or something like that. If we have electrical problem, guess what? The electrical problem becomes a real electrical problem, because now you have to replace wiring.
Throughout the whole house.
You can't just fix that one spot. The guy looked at it one time, he goes, wow. He says, don't touch this. He says, I'm just going to bring in more. And he did. He just rewired the whole bathroom. He says, I'm just going to cut this out. Cut this away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you've got the same problems down there, too, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you know what? And how many people come to the Cascade? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but in a year.
Cascade Christmas or
the... Just during in the Cascade during the year, how many people show up, would you say? It must be... I mean, I know it's thousands, but because, you know, you're open and you've got all these great shows and all this.
Well, considering that the Cascade hosts about 45 touring shows a year, but then we have about 150 to 200 rentals a year.
Really?
We're occupied, you know, almost 300 days of the year.
You rent it. Now, who rents it?
Community organizations. We have dance studios that want to do their recital there. We have nonprofits that want to do, awareness movie film events there. We have film festivals.
We have a lot of film festivals. You have all those kind of things. Yes,
all
that's
kinds
true.
Of things.
Now,
yeah.
and the prices.
Private birthday parties.
What are prices like?
So you can rent the theater by the hour or by the 10-hour day if you'd like. Mm-hmm. We have rate pricing for nonprofit or for profit.
Uh-huh.
And all the prices are actually listed online. So if you go online,
go online, take a look at it.
Go to our website at cascadetheater.org and click on rent the venue.
If Linda wanted to have another musical.
Oh.
Like she does.
Oh.
She wanted to do that. We're looking at something like that maybe in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring in some interesting people.
Yeah.
Okay. Here with Jenna Laird, who is the producer of the Cascade Christmas, but so much more. Because you're going to be producer up in Medford, too, right?
Yeah.
So you're the one that picks all the shows and, I mean, the ones to go on the stage and all that? And,
I present several options to our executive director up north. He and I talk very closely about, you know, which ones would fit well for the season. He has the final say over it, but I present to him a season.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the idea is that when Medford opens, that we could take the shows that have been so well done here in Reading and take them up there to tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's really a good idea, because if you've got it down here and you put so much work into it, why should it end?
Yeah.
Why not take it up on the road and go up there and have people come up there on the weekends and do that, and then take it over to Chico.
There you go.
To the university.
There we go. We could do that, too.
We could do that, too. we'll just have you on the road. Bob and I want to be roadies.
It sounds like you're going to be my tour manager.
Yeah. Bob and I want to be. I want to be tour manager, and Bobby wants to be a roadie.
Okay.
That's, we want to be roadies. We take stuff up, and you know, and then we go to bars at night and get in fights, and come back the next day. We write. Wait a minute, I've watched that TV show. There's roadies. I know what you do out there, you guys and girls. Okay, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in today. You know what? You do so much for the community, and the Cascade is such an integral part of our community. So people, you know, you can join, you become members of the Cascade Theater. You get tickets first. You get options for tickets. You get good seats all the time. There's always good seats there anyway. And then you get to see these great, great, incredible performances in these plays like Cascade Christmas.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on this morning.
I love it. Okay. Hey, look, we're going from happy and Christmas and joyous, and now we're going to have Reading Police Chief Roger Moore on, who's going to bring us back down to reality, to the level, and we're going to find out what's going on. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is calling for merit-based immigration in the wake of the deadly truck attack yesterday in New York City.
The president says on Twitter this morning that the driver in yesterday's attack, quote, came into our country through what is called the Diversity Visa Lottery Program, a Chuck Schumer beauty, unquote. Officials say the attacker is an immigrant from Uzbekistan who came to the U.S. legally in 2010.
Correspondent Mike Kempin. And the suspect has been only in the New York area a short time. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, told the Salem Radio Network it's important that if people see something suspicious, they speak up.
I believe we'll find that there were people that saw things over the last days and weeks that inevitably, in hindsight, it were tips as to this guy was becoming unstable or willing to perpetrate the crime that he did yesterday.
As military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Construction spending increased by 0.3% in September as the biggest advance in government building activity in 4 months offset weaknesses elsewhere.
The Commerce Department says the September gain followed a tiny 0.1% increase in August and declines in June as well as July. All of the strength came from a 2.6% increase in government construction. State and local activity grew 2.5%, while federal spending was up 3.4%. Residential housing showed no increase, while non-residential construction dropped 0.8%.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, American factories grew more slowly last month. U.S. manufacturing remains healthy overall. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index dipped to 58.7 on its scale. In October on Wall Street, everything is thriving. The Dow up 100 points, the NASDAQ up by about 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Responding to several natural disasters in recent months has been costing a pretty penny. Correspondent Linda Kenyon takes a look at the bill on Capitol Hill.
The administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brock Long, says FEMA has been very busy, and so has he.
I've been in office 132 days. For 70 of those days, we've been actively responding to Harvey, Irma, Maria, and the extraordinary California wildfires as well.
And those responses are costing some $200 million per day. But Long tells senators the money is well spent.
The FEMA search and rescue teams alone saved over 9,000 lives.
While Long thanked lawmakers for the $52 billion in emergency relief allocated so far, he also telegraphed that more money and resources are needed. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
All eyes are on the Fed as it wraps up a two-day meeting today. Most economists expect the U.S. Central Bank to wait until its December gathering to raise rates for what would be the third time this year. Breaking news at townhall.com. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's attorneys are nearing the end of their defense as his sentencing hearing continues in Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Bo Bergdahl has already pleaded guilty to endangering his comrades by walking away from his remote post in Afghanistan in 2009. So far, Bergdahl testified and apologized to the troops wounded in the search for him. And two military agents who debriefed him testified about how much valuable intelligence he provided when he was returned in a prisoner swap. Prosecutors presented evidence that wounds to the troops who searched for him merit stiff punishment.
And that is correspondent Shirley Smith reporting. Investors will soon have another way to make or lose money on the digital currency Bitcoin. CME Groups plan to open a futures market for Bitcoin before the end of the year if the Chicago-based exchange can get approval from U.S. regulators in time. More details on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the Emitto downtown Reading, River City. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's November the 1st. Oh, my gosh, November 1st, 2017. Bad Bob.
Well, we got weather. We got weather in River City.
Right here. And it's W in it. It rhymes with W.
Yeah. You can't carry that one out any further.
In fact, we probably shouldn't have even started it.
But. Well, it was fun. Hey, a little bit of a change the next 48 hours. Sunny skies today. The high only 73, overnight low 48. The clouds move in on Thursday. We've got rain likely tomorrow night after 11 p.m. Definite rain on Friday. The high only getting up into the mid-50s and overnight lows in the mid-40s. And so a little bit of a wet weekend, so plan accordingly. Get the lawn, the Chase Lounge off the patio. And you clean out those gutters because they're probably full of leaves and all that stuff. That's one of my things tomorrow, is to clean out the gutters. Oh, joy. Right now in Reading, we have 45 at the airport. And in downtown, we're going to call it, it's coming up. We're going to call it 45. And Shasta Lake is now 52 feet from the top of the dam. Not bad for November. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business who gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And a few announcements here before we get started. Power to Seniors Soup Kitchen is tomorrow, Thursday, November 2nd, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. Cost, $12 for adults. Okay, you're going to have, besides the gourmet soups, and we used to serve there all the time, and we would be there tomorrow, except, of course, Linda's going to be at Wind River singing tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30. But you can go there and have, they've got raffle baskets, live entertainment, delicious desserts, and soup to go. All right? Also, November 7th, Vietnam Shasta Stories. Storytelling, healing, education. November the 7th, out at Shasta College Theater. Panel discussions, questions and answers, clips of the Vietnam War, and people talking that were there or who were affected by the war. Over at Shasta College, through the Shasta College Foundation, and, of course, the McConnell Foundation. Give them a call for more information, 242-7512. For The Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol from Riverfront Playhouse, adapted from Charles Dickens, adapted by Brian Way. It's going to run from November 11th, which is, of course, Veterans Day, to December 9th. And it's going to be Friday and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Matinees are $15, regulars are $20. And I have tickets for this if you'd like to go on media night. Wednesday, November the 15th, And I have approximately 6 tickets I can give away to anybody that would like to go to the Christmas Carol at the Riverfront Playhouse. Give us a call, 605-456-7.
Cratchit.
Okay. I am here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Yes. Cold weather's coming.
Cold weather's coming. We like that.
Yes,
for
we
a variety
do.
Of reasons. Besides the fact you're wearing armor all over, you know, it gets a little hot and sweaty and you get prickly heat.
It gets a little hot in here.
But it also means cold weather, rain, and people leaving the area then.
Yeah, or finding a place that's healthy to live, like the Mission or some of these other places
or
that
one
we
of
have.
Those places.
Yeah.
Gosh, Chief, you know, I have so many questions. And, I mean, I have got a dichotomy here. I've got people, you know, we've had people on for the last 3 weeks talking about the opiate crisis and addiction here in Shasta County. You've got the TV station saying it's addicted community or community addicted. Mm-hmm. Which to me is you know, really hyperbole. That I don't think the whole community is addicted. I mean,
yeah.
You're not, I'm not, Bob's not.
Correct.
So that's 100% just in this room. And at the same time, we are going to start selling marijuana in town.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I do know that opiate addiction is up. And that's based on what we realized what was happening on the market, and that's when we started regulating Oxycontin, hydrocodone, some of these other pharmaceutical opiates. So once we started regulating that, then heroin came back. And so that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing lots of needles. We're seeing lots of folks addicted to it. I'm meeting with the health community. They're aware of it, and we're trying to make some inroads to fix this problem. But it's a significant problem here. And you're right, not everyone's addicted, but there are folks out there that are. So,
well, you know, we have friends who are raising their, they're adopting their grandson.
Correct.
Because their son and his partner are heroin addicts.
Right.
And they've had 4 kids. They've lost every one of them. So now they've got their child that may have some problems with learning, but it's just way too early to know right now. Maybe perfectly normal, except for 2 months they had to wean him off heroin.
Oh,
I mean, a baby. And then I had a doctor in here yesterday that says, you know what, I don't know where a statistic came from, but he said 50%, I don't know if that's true or not, of the babies born at a Shasta Regional. Have got drugs in their system, or addicted to drugs.
And I would say that may be very accurate. I know that Shasta County is very high on many of the scores that come out about drugs and things like that. So that's not good. So I do know that community health leaders are meeting together and talking about this sort of thing. And I know that we do have help for folks that are addicted, but the key is, how do you get that person in to help, right? You can't force them anymore with the laws, because now Prop 47 made everything a misdemeanor. So there is nothing that law enforcement can do on the street level to force them into, let's say, in the county jail, where they at least get to break that cycle for a minute. Then they can get offered help inside the county facility. Now we simply give them tickets. And so that needs to be changed.
Well, it's not going to be changed here, though. That's got to be changed by the people of California.
Absolutely
right.
Who
thought this was really a good idea. Even though that, I still to this day, you know, the way that it's written and the way that people vote in this state just never continues to amaze me.
Right.
But, you know, this thing, every time you say Prop 47, I throw up in my mouth, you know, because of what it's done. It started with 109. And then what was that other one?
57.
57 and now this one.
Yeah.
I mean, all we've got now is, I mean, people are admitting it. This guy that's in charge of the of some of the programs that was here last week. Oh yeah, you know what? Everybody does have some problems. I wish I had known he was going to be here. I'd have loved to have him on the show and say, "You think we've got some problems? You think we've got some problems?
Yeah.
If you had 100 more beds right now, I said, here's the key to a facility. Here's 100 more beds in the jail. It'd be filled by tomorrow."
Yep. It's
yeah.
It's significant.
You'd be filled, you'd have them filled by tomorrow.
And, you know, that brings up a good point. We started a little icon on our website, the Reading Police website, called Taking Back Our Community, that just kind of gives a brief overview about AB 109, Prop 47, and Prop 57. And then at the bottom, it gives you a link where you can communicate with your elected official on what it's doing to our community. And I suggest people go on that site and take a look and send some messages.
Is it our elected official? You mean like Daley or Gaines?
Yeah, and Governor Brown.
Okay, as long you got Brown in there too.
Right.
You know, I here we are in this opiate crisis, and Linda's brother. Well, you know what? Let's take a break because we'll be right back after it because I want to talk about it. He came up. He's the speaker of the California Medical Association. Okay. Came up to talk to Mount Shasta Dignity Hospital up there or people up there, and then down here in Reading. About the opiate addiction and the things that doctors can do. Because, this, frankly, there was a time, as you know, that they were, you know, that they were being, opiates were being prescribed.
Right.
By the ton.
Yes.
And then when people realized there was more people dying from prescription drugs than any other kind of drug, then they start cutting back. Well, now, what are you supposed to use? Because they've cut them back so much that they've got people with, they do have people with chronic pain.
They do.
So what do you do? So you try to give them painkillers, but you cut everybody else back. And as you've said, where do they turn?
Correct.
Heroin.
And the good thing for us is we are getting establishments here in Reading to fix that. But the people have to walk through the door.
And that is the crux of the problem.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, you talk about a community that pulls together and works together. Cornerstone Community Bank is right in the middle of that. They've got they have two different branches here in Reading. The next one they've opened is at 1845 California Street, right south of it's just south of Jack's. Go on in, see what it's like to have your neighbors, friends and neighbors taking care of you. Great customer service. Let Cornerstone Community Bank experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Hi, I'm Brian Martin, General Manager at River Common Senior Living, formerly known as River Oaks Retirement Community. A new name, but the same caring staff, engaged residents, and beautiful community with a new family-run ownership. The goal of the new owners is to carry on the philosophy of always doing the right thing and creating an engaged and caring environment for both the residents and the staff, while preserving the distinguished designation of Best Retirement Community in the North State 7 years in a row. River Commons is a warm, relaxed, carefree environment where the freedoms from daily chores allows you the opportunity to enjoy companionship and time for the things you enjoy the most. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient.
Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabat. It is 45 degrees going up to 73 today. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 48 degrees tonight. You know, and it's going to, now we're not into the 90s anymore. Have you had Alliance Heating and Air come out and check your heating system, make sure all the filters are clean, air ducts are clean, make sure everything is working the way it should so it won't cost you an arm and a leg for electricity because it's not working correctly? If you haven't, you need to give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that has been voted best in the North State. And they did get voted that because they are. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, any type of heating or cooling system they can work on. All right, we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. And my next question, after we've talked about, and we're going to keep going back over these other things because I haven't found out, I haven't really, well, let me, before I get into the hub question, the city of Reading, we had Adam McElvain on Monday, is serious about selling marijuana in the city limits here. What do you think about that?
Well, as a law enforcement official, I'm conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
When this was all going on, I actually went around and talked to my roll calls, talked to some of our investigators, and even amongst our officers, there was confliction. Some were supportive of it because they know what Prop 64 has done and made it legal,
mm-hmm.
To the extent that there's an imaginary line between us and the city of Shasta Lake. And so we know it's happening here. We know the black market's here. And so the thought is if we can reduce that black market a little bit to kind of regulate it and control it, great, let's do it.
Well, That's McElvain's thought on it. And he says we take the black market out of it. We enforce rules that we make ourselves.
And a good thing is we can then restrict any outdoor grows. And so if you are living in the city, we're going to regulate those so that the you won't have that nuisance next to you. And so that's a good thing. That's a positive thing that's come out of it. Heavy regulation has to be the key in something like this because we are going to move forward with it. But what we are doing is educating ourselves now. We're visiting storefronts to make sure that we want to write in certain restrictions, how it looks, how they conduct business. And on the commercial side, we are looking at other cities and what has worked and what hasn't. So we're doing our due diligence that way to make sure that the bones are built correctly. The other side of it is, I know the health effects. I know the health risks. And that's what concerns me. I mean, I've put on a uniform for 28 years. And
gateway drug?
I believe it's a gateway drug. And it's concerning to me. I do believe the people that are inclined to smoke or use marijuana are right now. The ones that won't, the ones that know about its health risks, they won't. And so I'm conflicted, right? And so for 28 years in my law enforcement career, we've worked hard to stop the growth, the sales of marijuana, and now it's legal. So we're having to face the new normal. And it's difficult. It's difficult for me. It's difficult for some of our policemen. And it's difficult for me to give somebody a ticket for heroin. And so that's where we're at right now in California. So I'm conflicted.
You give if somebody's shooting up on the street, you give them a ticket.
Yes. Prop 47 made all illicit drugs a misdemeanor.
Okay. But there are so many weird rules about this. So we're looking at places as, I mean, can you move marijuana along a freeway? Because, I mean, that's interstate commerce, and, I mean, it's a federal highway, even though it's in the state, I think.
And federal and state are conflicted.
Yeah.
That's the difficult. It puts us, law enforcement, in a very difficult spot.
You give special training to your officers about how to recognize people that are high on marijuana, I imagine.
Correct.
Or it's not just driving under the influence, because a breathalyzer doesn't work.
Correct. And there's no measurable amount where we've come out and said, you are impaired, like there is with the DUI laws, driving under the influence of alcohol. It's 0.08.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We haven't measured or determined the microns of THC in your system upon contact if you're impaired or not. We have to go by your physical symptoms.
Well, that's it. You can give them the test where they walk, you know.
That's correct.
Heel to toe, and that kind of stuff.
Correct.
And if they look impaired, then you can give them. Do you give them? What happens if it's somebody you think has been drinking, and you give them that field sobriety test and they fail it? Then at that point you want to take a breathalyzer,
right?
And then if they refuse that, that's like an automatic loss of your license, isn't it?
That's true. And the same thing happens with drugged driving.
Okay.
And that's based on that officer's expert statements and testimony that they were so under the influence with either marijuana or multiple things on board that they could not drive and operate a motor vehicle safely.
Okay, so it could be just marijuana itself, which has caused, we already know, I think has caused a couple of wrecks and accidents here.
It has.
Okay, so then the officer says, hey, look, you know, you're impaired, but there's nothing, but there's no way of testing it in his bloodstream, so I mean, this is going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, we can write a search warrant to get blood and do different things like that. But it is a free-for-all. But I think the courts are looking at the officer's testimony. And
I would hope so.
And going, okay, as an expert, this person can't even walk heel to toe, or they're slurring their words, or, you know, something's bad is going on with this person.
Yeah. And because a lot of times it's not just marijuana that they have in there.
Correct. It's multiple things on board.
Right.
And that's very common.
So there's a lot of conflict within yourself and the police department on this marijuana.
There is.
Being able to sell marijuana.
There is.
Because they're saying that, we're going to get this money and be able to have more law enforcement and blah, 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 blah on that. I'm not convinced.
You know,
I'm not convinced.
I do know that there will be funds coming in. I'm not sure how much, but I know those funds that do come in will be toward the enforcement of the marijuana laws to make sure that everybody's doing the right thing.
You know, Chief, I love you, man. You're here. You're telling me what you believe. But down deep, there's this little thought that, are they going to take all that money and put it in the law enforcement, or are they going to use it to pay unfunded liabilities? I know, because it goes into the general fund. Okay. Let's just hope that does. Okay. Now, I'm going to take an early break, because now I'm going to ask you about being the we're becoming the hub of the methadone treatments in Northern California. But I want to talk about that after the break, because this is going to be a little bit longer conversation. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. This is where I buy my guns and all my shooting accessories. Why? Because, one, they have the firearms that I want, and they have all different types of firearms. They have great customer service. They have the same people working for them that's been there for 8 years since they started. And John and Sarah support our veteran community and support our community when they help with gun raffles and all of these to help raise funds for our different 501s here in town. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. There's lots of things that happen at Bastiani Arms that is just great. But you need to go down there Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur. and see John or Sarah or any of their trained professionals. They welcome brand new shooters because they are more than happy to help you select the right gun for you. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:29 in the morning here on the very first day of November, 2017.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strangs' recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 458732.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Rider, Pusher Man. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. It is 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on November the 1st. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. It's a hangout where most of the law enforcement officers go over there. A lot of them do. Get their hair cut, shortened, everything. Cypress Square Barbershop, open Monday through Friday. 45 degrees, going up to 73 today. Wind is negligible, and the rain is going to, looks like it may start tomorrow. For sure Friday and Saturday and maybe Sunday. All of this weather is brought to you by, or the weather reports are brought to you by, Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Redding Police Chief Roger Moore, and we've talked about the opiate crisis where, frankly, he says I don't like it. My men don't like it. We get people shooting up out in public, heroin. We give them a ticket.
Yep. What,
does the ticket say go to court or something?
The ticket is technically a misdemeanor arrest, and it has a court date on it. Now, getting that through the court system, prosecuted, and holding the person accountable is another issue. And that's what we're working on, too, with perhaps a new community prosecutor coming online to address those type of
issues.
It had
to be paid for by the local casino.
Correct. Correct.
Wind River or Redding Rancheria.
Yep. They stepped up and recognized it as a huge problem, too.
Oh, of course they did. And you know what? I see this, the community policing board or cooperative or whatever you all call it, who doesn't cooperate with each other to do these things. Anyway, that's a day for another subject. So you don't have a hammer to get them into a treatment program.
Correct. And once all those laws were kind of dumbed down to misdemeanors, it makes it very difficult for us.
Yeah. Now we're becoming the hub of a methadone treatment plan. They're using it, I think they said it's the Vermont plan. The Vermont plan has not stopped deaths from, in fact, their deaths have risen from opiate overdoses. But the plan is that you have a hub in a certain area and then spokes out to other smaller areas in this, you know, up in our region here. Redding has now become the hub with Aegeus being the focal point there. And then we're going to supposedly be providing methadone to people, Bernie, Alturas, I guess, everywhere around here.
That's my understanding.
That's the way I understand it.
Some of these outlining areas.
What do you think about this one?
Well, they're not a hub yet, and they still have some different authorizations to get through.
Right, but that's the plan.
Correct.
Right.
And so meeting with different health officials, in fact, I met with the NoRx folks the other day, which has representation from all the health groups in town. One of the concerns I have is Aegeus maybe not entering things into cures or entering things or sharing information with other health officials so that if a person that's addicted goes in and gets methadone or Suboxone or some of these others, that they're not sharing that information with the other community health doctors. So there is a database where if I come in and talk to you,
yep.
And I'm shopping doctors, right? And
right.
So I'm going from one doc to the next trying to get as much methadone or whatever as I can get. There's a stop point. Well, we met the other day, and Aegeus doesn't share information currently, but has agreed to look at their policies to maybe make some modifications to that. And it could be as simple as, hey, if you want help here, sign this form so that we can now enter information into this data system so our other health officials know what's happening and what you are specifically getting.
I think it's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Frankly, what does methadone do to you? I mean, it takes the place of heroin, so it's obviously something you become addicted to.
Well,
it doesn't what?
It's an opiate, but it works differently neurologically in some of the pathways, and I'm not sure exactly how it works, but it lessens the craving for other types of drugs.
And then you can come off of that easier. From what I understand.
But it's a lengthy process.
It is.
But
it's not,
it's,
yeah.
It's you got to wean yourself off of it. Correct.
You know what? I'm going then now we're going to try to get Aegeus on because it's time. They've got, I think, 167 clients.
Last
people
they're
helping,
about
something like that.
Yeah.
And then and now if it indeed comes a hub here, we're talking about a lot of people that at first will have to come here.
Correct. They'll have to come here, I believe, to get the initial consultation, and then they can receive their medicine out into the outlying areas. Right now, we have a situation where they can't help. Aegeus does not help our local transient population because you have to go to Chico to get that initial consultation, and that's kind of what's creating some of the issue.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
I sure do. Thank you, Carl and Chief Moore. I was wondering if the public is aware that there are some GMO issues with cannabis. I had been doing a little bit of research on that, so that kind of adds another component. Is this kind of coming from the Monsanto, the feds that want to eventually perhaps take over what's going on? And then the issue with I mean, if we can't even trust our apples and vegetables as being a GMO, I mean, what do you think is our chance with that whole zombie issue? And then the fires with the wine country and the marijuana grow, I don't think people are maybe putting it together that this could also be another, how do you put it, intentional destruction of what's competing with Big Pharma. And I'm not sure people are aware a little 9-year-old boy died from having an outpatient tonsillectomy, got a half a dose of fentanyl, OxyContin, sent the parents home, and they gave him the rest of the dose as prescribed, and the child died that night. So there's something going on with the concentration levels, the THC. We've got this double jeopardy of marijuana and opioids, and people are murdering each other over a joint. Yeah, I know people can murder each other over a glass of whiskey, too. I don't know, but...
I think, Lori, that this is you've brought up some things here that the testing, you know, see, this is all part of this that we talked about with Adam McElvain on Monday. What about the testing of it? Because the THC, the marijuana that we grew up with is totally different than what they have now. I mean, and they literally had to breed us or they had to grow a certain strain in Colorado for visitors who have never done it before because the stuff they were selling to all the users was almost killing them.
Yeah.
Because it was so powerful. So how is it crossed and what other things are going on that could even make it worse?
Because we're dealing with the moral and ethic compass of people that will want to do the right thing with it to help legitimately ill and sick people, but we don't want a zombie disability population and kids growing up and their brains are still developing. And in closing, Mercy Oaks is sponsoring a presentation on Thursday, November 16th. It's free. People can call the crime victim assistance number at 225-5220. That's area code 530. And just register for that free class, and we all have to just stay on top of it.
Yeah.
I've lost relationships and friends over many things, and this is going to be one more thing that I'm just going to agree. We disagree, and I will find other relationships and friends that understand that we are being harmed on so many levels, and I hope the doctors come out and start talking about the synergistics of the electronics that we have, devices, the vaccines, the geoengineering. There are so many things happening to our humanity right now that it is no wonder the violence is just spiking.
Yeah.
So thank you for having Chief Moore. I love listening to him.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lori. You know, the chief comes on the first Wednesday of every month. Then the sheriff comes on the third Wednesday of every month. We have the DA third or fourth Thursday of every month. We try to have, and then a member of the city council, either the mayor or somebody, on the last Monday of each month. We're trying, because I need to hear answers from them,
right,
or questions from them. Then I need to bounce them off you. And I'm not trying to put you in a tough spot. You know that.
Right.
But, you know, when we're trying to sell marijuana, at the same time, we've got this huge opiate epidemic.
Right.
And we all know that, and you know what? Say what you want. It is a gateway drug. I think everybody, most everybody would agree on that. That this is. I mean, and so now we're saying it's okay here. And oh, by the way, you could not necessarily going to, of course, it could take you on to bigger, bigger highs.
It could.
Wow. You know what? We're in the middle, and then made the state has made it so that we can't even arrest somebody to try and get them the help.
And I know that part of what we have been talking about as we move forward with marijuana is providing funding for an education component to talk about some of the effects and what marijuana could do over time. So that those things are being talked about, as well as the testing for THC, because Lori was right. A lot of these folks trying, and in most cases it's edibles,
mm-hmm.
and so when you're trying a certain amount, it takes a while to absorb into your bloodstream. Well, they take a bite of brownie, or then they pop it all in their mouth, and it, you know, 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, then...
They're drooling on themselves.
Exactly. So then we are seeing a lot more ER visits. Though that is being regulated, there's only going to be a certain amount... In edibles to where that can be monitored, let's say a chocolate bar where you've got 5 milligrams of whatever. So they're going down that road to prevent some of these ER overdoses.
So we could start a brownie company here in town. First of all, it would make the town smell nice, okay? You got to hire people. And we make cannabis-infused brownies with only this much THC. And you could have Wowie brownies, which is more, or you could have beginner brownies. Is that what we're seeing here, Chief?
I think there's a set limit on some of these edibles coming out so they don't overdose, I suppose.
I'm getting a nice little brownie smell, you know, a little brownie smell. And out there, see, oh, look, Carl's out there cooking brownies again. Oh, he's only making 8,000 a day over there, 8,000 brownies a day, and that's not enough. He's having to buy two more buildings to make brownies. And they'll go all over. You know, the Emerald Triangle brownies, we'll move them all over the, you know, for every place that you can have for people. And we'll do it right here. I'm sorry. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Hey, Mary, hang on just for a second. We'll get to you just right after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, only full-service jewelry store in town at 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is where Linda goes to buy her jewelry. This is where I'm going to go to buy her a bauble for our anniversary. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds this Thursday in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Garamonte's on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th, at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or healthcare professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 48 degrees, going up to 73 today on November the 1st, 2017. Christmas is quickly approaching us. Thanksgiving is almost here. Hope everybody's having a great day. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, and the phone lines are packed. So let's start with Mary. Mary, good morning.
Good morning to you and to the chief. Chief, in listening to you speak, and I want to thank your previous caller because in a mouthful, she dumped an awful lot of information on you. And thank you, Carl, for allowing her to do that. My concern is you mentioned the hub and you mentioned the flow from the hub, et cetera. You have not just one or two people, but do you have a risk manager? Somebody that says, okay, if we set this up here, what's the fallout? What's the limit for the day? Who's going to die? What if somebody does die? These are the things that are most concerning me, is because everybody's plowing along, okay, new businesses is great, and we're going to do this, and we're going to help everybody that's hurting, and the opioids are going to come off the street as a drug of choice. But to further express myself, I want to say that's a big to-do, and you've got a job ahead of yourself. But risk management, who's doing that?
You know, I don't know. I do know that we stay on top of issues as they come in. But proactively going out there and doing risk assessments, I don't know.
And should the city be doing this, though? Not you. Shouldn't the city, before they pass a law or before they start allowing things happen, shouldn't the city have some kind of risk assessment using you as part of the equation?
That's a good idea.
I'm going to drop off. I want to listen to you more.
Okay, thanks, okay. Mary.
And so before things come into the city, we try to do our due diligence with other parts of California where these facilities are. And I think that's kind of the best thing we can do at this point. And then with the new laws that were passed, a lot of these things we can't stop from coming here. So having said that, I do think there should be some regulation and accountability on them. I do think that this is a huge issue. And as we move forward, we should be in tune with what's happening at these different clinics. I know that our health officials in our city, they share information, they work together, because the ultimate goal is to reduce deaths and to stop this opioid epidemic.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Nick, good morning. Do you have a question?
A quick comment.
Okay.
Good morning. It's my opinion that throwing money at this opiate epidemic is as worthless as throwing money at the educational system. When you made the comment that we can't arrest these guys anymore and get them the help they want, Carl, they don't want any help. Proposition 47 proved that when they dropped it to misdemeanors, and the people in the rehab facilities walked out. Hell, I don't have to be here when a judge orders them to rehab. They haven't hit bottom. They don't want a cleanup yet. I had a friend of mine who had a 40-something-year-old daughter that was hooked on heroin, living on the streets. He told me that he lined up rehab for her and went and got her, and she says, I'm happy with my lifestyle. I don't want to go to rehab.
You're right.
That being said, with the hub, I saw on the map that Crescent City is going to be in our hub. That's one of the spokes, as well as Susanville.
Correct.
But it will put me more at ease if they are just going to come here for counseling and they're going to send them their methadone or whatever they take to their hometown rather than moving him here.
That was the question. I think that's going to happen. Hey, thanks a lot, Nick.
That's my understanding of it, though. I think there's still a lot of uncertainties with that. But, Nick, also what you said was very important. It is hard to force people to get better. And until they do hit rock bottom and until they reach out, that's at the point where rehab is beneficial. But it takes them walking through that door.
And you're right. And it used to be if there was a hammer, then at least you got them in there, and then maybe the light would come on.
Correct.
Now that's gone.
It's gone.
So now we're throwing money at hoping to get people into this through education.
Yes, and I think education is a big component of this.
Right. Question here is, can you ask the chief about his take on the county board of supervisors and sheriff's plan for plan, you know, or no plan for jail space, and also the community corrections partnership funds, and why aren't we expanding the funding, and what are the hurdles, or why aren't we expending the funding?
So the first part of that question is Sheriff Pasenko and I had a conversation, and he is actively working on trying to adjust some of his shifts within the jail to create about 60 more beds in that current facility. So that is underway. I don't know the specifics on that or where it's at. But as far as the CCP money, when AB 109 hit and all these others, money started funneling into the county. We got a little bit of it. The lion's share goes toward probation and our sheriff's department. And so that helps with the rehabilitation center. It helps with the DRC. It helps with firing up some of these other programs and getting our probation officers out there to hold some folks accountable. So that's kind of where that money is. There is a reserve, if you want to call it, of money that has come in and is sitting in an account. But as we go each year, that CCP money that we get from the state decreases. So
yeah, I understand that. Well, it shouldn't, though, because it shouldn't decrease. But you're talking about the surplus decreases.
Yes.
But right now, we're up to our butts and bad guys.
Correct.
You brought up the idea about the assistant prosecutor, right? Well, Pete Hansen started it, but it was,
yeah,
you know, under your guise, too,
right,
of hiring another prosecutor so we could actually go after these the quality of life groups.
That's correct.
And the community partnership turned that down.
That's correct.
Even though we've got a surplus of money there, they turned it down.
Yeah, and my understanding, I wasn't in that meeting, but my understanding of that is, as we, you know, extrapolate out, look into the future about our existing programs and ankle monitors and some of the other things that the CCP wants to do, they see that decreasing dramatically over the next 5 years.
Okay, so if I'm in a firefight, guess what? I don't care 5 years from now if there's going to be ammunition there, if we're surrounded right now. And I know this is not up to you, and this is not your thing, your purview, but I think that the Board of Supervisors and Larry Leeds needs to really take a look at this and see where this money, if there is a surplus there, he told me there was a surplus there, that money needs to be spent now to try and stem this tide, in my opinion. Of course, that's just my opinion. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, you got like a minute before we have to let the chief get his final words in.
Not a problem. On Monday night at 6 p.m. at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church, we are having District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. She is going to come in and she's going to talk to folks. It's a free event. Starts at 6 o'clock, again, at 3276 Pacelli Lane. I know there's also the other meeting that they're having at 6:30 on how we're going to stop drugs in Shasta County. Well, that's interesting since we're trying to bring them in and become the hub of drugs. And just one quick comment, and that is that I don't think the cartels are just going to stop because we open up a few pot shops. But anyway, everybody has a chance to talk to the district attorney. We'll have a question and answer period that starts at 6 p.m. Monday night, 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church.
Thanks
we'll
a lot, Tara.
This through the week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll announce that one again a few times. Okay, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't give you a chance. You probably had like 1,000 things you wanted.
We'll save it for next time.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't have to be once a month. You know,
right.
We've got other times. Last thoughts.
You know, I just wanted to thank the community, especially lately, for coming up to our officers and thanking them for the hard work that they do. I hope that what we're doing is making an impact, connecting with the community through our Code Pink project, I believe was powerful. And the momentum that we have with the community for this city is going good, and I appreciate that. So thank you so much, community.
Well, you know what? I really believe it is, Chief. I believe, you know, because you see, you guys are out there, and, you know, you're arresting people, you're collecting trash. I know this. It sounds small to some people. Oh, we're talking about an opiate, you know, some people, you know. But guess what? You start taking care of that stuff, the other stuff starts getting taken care of, too.
Absolutely, and I can tell you some of the recent numbers.
Yeah.
Bob Brannan has, in his crew, from January to August, has now collected over 95.71 tons, which means that's 191,420 pounds of trash. So
since when?
Since that's between January and August of this year.
Of this year.
Of this year alone.
What are things you got going there?
You know, we've got a few different things. We've got this pamphlet that we also give out when we're also doing enforcement, and that's our community referral guide that I got from HHSA to give these folks some direction if they want to get help. So we're doing that dual prong enforcement education role when we're out there in the field.
And you guys are, you know, and we'll get into this at some point, maybe next time, or you can send somebody over and talk about the training you have for de-escalation of, of, you know, when you go out and how you try to de-escalate things before they ramp up, or you have to, you know, get into, you know, physical force.
Right.
Because you've got, what, 8 to 10% at any one time of your officers.
They are injured.
Injured.
Yep. This is a very violent occupation, and our guys are getting hurt. And the more drugs that are out there, the more that people aren't in their right mind. So a lot of our guys have the crisis intervention training, and so they can talk people down. It's changed so much from 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so we are using our verbal skills and talking in a different manner and trying to resolve it without going hands-on. That's our goal.
Well, that's the, you know, and that's part of that that you're doing, that they were doing that San Antonio thing when they were bringing out almost like psychologists or clinicians to go out there and also speak when they're going to a group where a guy's obviously got something wrong with them, too.
Absolutely, and I know HHSA is thinking about firing up their crisis response team again.
Yes.
That's going to be huge for us, so we can call them in the field where it's not necessarily a police department's responsibility to deal with this person. Let's say they haven't committed a crime, but we know they're in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll give us the opportunity to call some folks out just so we can have a conversation and get the person back on track.
Yeah, you'd much rather do that than have to resort to any type of physical force.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not good for anybody.
Nope.
Okay, you know what, Chief, thanks so much. We've gone over a little bit here, but thanks so much for being here with us. And